NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Put your hand together, and we sang a song that sound like this. Everybody clap your hands.
Come on and meet me at the house of worship. We're gonna Over there. I got love. Let me ask you something. Have you ever asked him? Have you ever asked him? Have you ever asked him? Anybody ever asked him?
Yeah. Let me see you clap your hands, as you know you clap. Glory. Good God Almighty. Feel good when you know that you found Jesus. Lord, I thank you just for once you deny love. Glory. About it. I remember one time when I was a little bit of boy. Yeah, they used to tell me all the time, if you're happy and you know it, if you're happy and you know it, if you're happy and you know it, why don't you clap your hands? But after the Lord saved me, after the Lord saved me, I wonder, can I get a witness here? Can you tell me, says so? I don't know about you. I don't know about you. But later on Tuesday night, you know what? Oh, he delivered me. Yes. Those of y'all tonight that notice you've been delivered, let me just see you tonight and tell somebody, oh, he delivered me. Y'all ain't acting like it in here. Look out, sister, I see you dancing there. I need just about two or three of you that know that God will do it. Tell somebody, but you deliver me. And if you know that he will do it, why don't you just smile at somebody and tell them, but you deliver me. I was a wretch undone. But you know what God did for me. I stand here tonight just to tell all of y'all here that He delivered me. You better watch yourself, sister. How many of you tonight can tell me? I've been through the storm. I've been through the rain. I've had heartache. And I've had some pain. But you know what? Here. Why don't you tell somebody, I made it. Those of y'all that know that you made it, why don't you look at somebody, and while you're looking at them, just encourage them and tell them for me, just say, I made it. You made it. You made it. We made it. Lord, we made it. Good God, I know that. Good God.
look at me. Take a look at me.
Anointed one.
But if I were you, I would cheat myself. If they don't wanna go, we can't wait for nobody else. Thank him because you do. Praise him because you. So come on, let's have him. So come on and let's have him. I wonder could I say it again. So come on, children, let's have him. All we gotta do is just, gotta get Jesus. Listen to everybody, we gotta get with one. Jesus will be, you can count on the Lord. Thank him because you do. Praise him because you. So come on, let's have him. So come on, let's have him. I got one more thing I wanna tell you. Today, won't do nothing, and ain't got nothing to say, but if I were you, I would cheat myself, if they don't want to go, we can't wait for nobody else, thank him because you do, praise him because you, so come on, let's have him, so come on, let's have him, so come on, let's have him. I wanna ask you one more thing. I wanna ask you one more thing. Did you come here to heaven? Did you come here to heaven? Do you really wanna heaven? Do you really wanna heaven? Do you know you can heaven? Do you know you can heaven? God wants you to heaven. 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 Now if you really wanna heaven, and you came here to heaven, and you know you can heaven, and you really wanna heaven, you ought to turn around and tell somebody. Turn around and tell somebody. Come on, come on, let's have a good. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Let's have them. Come on and let's have them. Well, how many came here to have them? Well, how many came here to have them? Well, how many really want to have them? Well, how many really want to have them? Well, how many know you?
you can have it. Well, how many know you can have it? God wants you to have it. 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 If you really want to have it, and you came here to have it, and you know you can have it, and you really want to have it, turn around and tell somebody.
Come on and meet me at the house of worship. We're gonna Keep clapping. me tell y'all something. On my job, just the other day, we got to talking about all the denominations that we have. We got to talking. Look, one said, I'm Baptist. One said, I'm Church of God in Christ. One said, I'm Seventh-day Adventist. One said, I'm Jehovah Pastor. You know what I told him? I said,
God to have some touch up in here. Come on, step to the mic, cloud.
Stellar
Award winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yo. Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The anointed one.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
Thank you so much for catching the wave. We are live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Look, want to remind you guys to tune in to our television broadcast that airs twice a week. That's right, twice a week. You can catch us every Friday night at 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on RTN 22. That's Raleigh Television Network 22, covering all of Raleigh, North Carolina. And you can join us on Sundays at 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on the New Spectrum TV Channel 24, covering mostly all of North Carolina. If you're in North Carolina and you're looking for some good quartet, that foot-stomping, toe-tapping, thigh-slapping music and contemporary gospel music, then tune in for our top 10 video countdown of the month. I'll be right there this Sunday at 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. bringing to you the very best in gospel videos around the world. Look for you to lock in. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend. We are on the air on the New Spectrum TV Channel 24.
In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
You want it? Well, you got it.
Come on, you want some of this?
You're in the mix with
the Anointed One.
Yeah, even in the midst of battle, I'll be alright. Yeah, yeah, alright, yeah. Even when I'm feeling enemies are pressing me down. Yeah, yeah, alright, yeah. Even if I toss and turn, I'ma sleep tight. Yeah, yeah, alright, yeah. Because I know the greater one is in my life. And
See, my mama always told me fresh about vibes. Yeah, hey. Don't try to hold the pain in, baby, you get wild.
Yeah, yeah.
Even in my darkest night, I'ma sleep tight. Because I know the greater one is in my life.
And I turn it over, cause your love keeps me strong. I can't do this on my own.
So day after day I'ma pray and break through all of these trials and obstacles, knowing that I'm gonna have the victory. So that means that I've won already. I'm won.
Lord, I know you've been so Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. Before I was lost,
Before I was numb, you wear the scars. Sister Cece. Sweet, 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 s company keeper. And a midnight hour. And every time I have a bird that I can't see the path, I found out that, I can call on Jesus.
Another blessing is coming now.
they try to hurt me. Listen.
He's my comfort when I'm all alone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's my shelter in a time of storm.
Yeah, every time I look around,
oh,
I can see another
blessing is coming my way.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Every time I look around, I can see another
blessing is coming my way.
Well,
when I wake up in the morning and see the
they try to hurt me.
Oh, yeah.
He's my comfort.
Yes, he is.
When I'm all alone. He's my shelter in a time of storm.
Every time I look around,
Another blessing.
When I wake up in the morning,
minutes before the top of the hour of 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to say a very pleasant good morning to you. It's Sunday and it's May the 14th, 2023. We're live from the NFI studios. I want to thank all of you so much and pray that all of your mothers are having a blessed Mother's Day today, and many of you are going to be celebrating it with your family and your friends, and some of you going to go out and, you know, you're not going to even touch the kitchen. You just going to go out and let somebody treat you to the restaurant of your choice. And whatever you do today, please don't eat too much. Just, you know, save enough for tomorrow. All right. God bless you. And once again, we want to certainly thank you so much. Coming up right here at the top of the hour, he's going to be live again today, and we want to welcome him back. I'm speaking of Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church, located in Silas City, North Carolina. And those of you, get your pencil and pen prepared, because today is going to be a special day for you mothers, and you definitely want to get notes on today. This is a very special day for you. God bless you, and to all of you mothers, I've got a song for all of you mothers today that are celebrating this most precious day for you. This one right here, it's going out to those of you who have had a mother, and your mother is no longer with you, but guess what? Your heart is still there with her, and her heart is with you. Here's the sounds of the late great, and he's still singing today, and I'm speaking of Willis Pittman and the Burden Lifters. Or would I say J. Caldwell? Let's do this one. I'm going to play J. Caldwell for you, all right? God bless you.
Special dedication to all of the mothers that's under the sound of my voice. I did not say to all of the women who had children, for you can have a house full of children and not know the first thing about being a mother. Mothers know what it means to make special sacrifices for the family. Listen to the words.
For the 9 months I carried you, for the night I sat up with you, doctor, you prayed for you, no charge.
The food.
in my face, but I kept on, kept on, kept on. When you add it all up, the tears that I shed,
and now let's welcome back again on this wonderful Sunday morning Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church out of Silas City, North Carolina. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning to you. God bless you. There is no charge. You know, God didn't even charge the mother to bring his seed or his spirit that he wanted to plant here on earth. He didn't even charge the mother for it. Amen. So the mother can't charge the son nor the daughter. Amen. There is no charge. A spirit. God chose a mortal flesh. Said, who's mortal flesh? And I'm going to plant my seed in that I want to bring this particular spirit to the earth. And he chose you as the mother. God bless you and keep you. And may heaven continue to smile upon you. Today we're going to Proverbs, the 18th chapter and the 21st verse. Proverbs 18 and 21. Happy Mother's Day from True Community Church and Pastor Wilson. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and all of you who are standing in the gap as a mother. God bless you and happy Mother's Day to you. Every day is a Mother's Day, not just this day. Amen. Don't just wait till the day that somebody else choose to honor. Amen. You should be honored every day. Amen. And sons and daughters, remember now, the Bible says, honor thy father and thy mothers so that your days here on earth can be long. Proverbs, the 18th chapter, 21st verse. Pray with me. Our Heavenly Father, God Almighty, we thank you now for this day's journey. We thank you for our lying down last night and our getting up this morning and with our health and our strength. And yes, some may not feel like they wanted to feel, but thanks be to God. As the old lady said, it is as well as it is. And we are just praying and we're speaking life now in the name of Jesus. We're calling those things as though they already are, because when Jesus died on the cross, Heavenly Father, we realize that you settled it and you gave us life right then. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, lead and guide this service. Have thine way, O Lord, in this place today, that somebody be lifted up, somebody will be set free, somebody's eyes will be open to your holy and inspired, where somebody will yell out, what must I do now to be saved and to inherit this kingdom of God? We thank you in Jesus' name. Somebody ought to say amen, amen, amen. Well, let's get with it. Proverbs 18th chapter, the 21st verse. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Whatever fruit that tongue present and harvest, then that's the fruit you're going to have to eat either way it is, whether it's death or life. But you have the power to regulate and control what comes out, roll off of that tongue. The power is in the tongue. Death or life, they that love it shall inherit the fruit thereof. Using for a subject from that passage of scripture, stop talking yourself to death. Stop talking yourself to death. Proverbs, the 16th chapter and the 24th verse said, kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body. Matthew picked it up and said, but what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart. You know, somebody always talking about, well, I had too much to drink. I don't know where it come from. Look, it couldn't come out unless it was already in there somewhere. Amen. And, you know, when you using your computer and you're going to print something out, it only prints what was already in the computer database. So, but what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this defiles a person. Matthew says the heart has the closest association with the tongue. Talking about medical science now. And it may sound strange, but your tongue can tell a lot about your health. A certain color of the tongue, the medical science, the doctors, they know, they have a chart, there's a picture, that different colors of tongues, a certain color of the tongue can signify heart problems. A lot of time when they're looking to see if it's heart problem, they want to look at the tongue because it's depending on how it looks, because it's so closely associated with the tongue. And doctors often ask their patient, you know it, you go to the doctor and the first you sit on the table, first thing you want to do is to stick out your tongue. The tongue can betray signs of illness, which combined with some other symptoms, and the doctor look at it to see if how the tongue look, and then he's studying if you got a cough and some other things, and he try to figure out a diagnosis. Brushing your tongue. You know, a lot of folks don't know that you can brush your tongue. Brush your tongue. I'm not giving you any medical information, but you brush your tongue is critical in removing all of the bacteria and germs from your mouth. Yeah, you brush your teeth, but what about the tongue? You know, coming up, you know, you say some bad words and cursing and all, they'll make you, even the teacher will make you go and wash your mouth out, wash your tongue out, and get rid of those germs. But if you do not brush your tongue, you are skipping a large area where many bacteria can gather and eventually can cause some trouble in your mouth, because the tongue is a muscle. Did you know that? It's all muscle and have no bone. No bone. It is very, what they call, supple. It's just like a water balloon. And these muscles and ligaments connect the tongue to the hyoid bone in the upper part of the throat. That's where the bone come in it. And to the voice box. So that's all connected. And it connects the tongue to the lower jaw. Some muscles even connect the tongue to the base of the skull. So your mind, your heart, tongue is connected together. But the tongue spits out, it rolls out the words that's coming from the heart through the mind and roll off your tongue. You got to watch your tongue. The tongue, therefore, kicks out the words and through its muscles, roll these words out. It can speak either good or evil. In other words, it's, for example, you know, they have a way of rolling the words right out of their mouth. You know, you've said that about somebody. Say, you know, so-and-so got just a way of rolling the words right out of their mouth. They can spit it out, can't they? Boy, they can let it roll. And sometimes when they're telling stuff that's not the truth, boy, they say, oh, boy, I tell you, they can let them roll, can't they? Rolling off the tongue. Stay with me. Choose your words very carefully and choose them consistently, and they be good. Let them be consistent with good. Let your light so shine so that men can see the good words and hear the good words and glorify our Father who art in heaven. Let your words bear testimony to the grace and peace that is ours in Christ Jesus. See, we can change the world just by changing our words. This is further seen in Matthew, and you know, Matthew said a lot in the 18th chapter of Matthew, which claims, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth. Well, how are you going to bind it on earth? With your words? You're going to speak it? You're going to bind it on earth. shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall loose off your tongue, loose those words on earth, shall be loosed in heaven. Oh, Solomon and his proverbs and his wise sayings and words of wisdom gives us and tell us that whoever guards his mouth preserves his life. And sometimes people don't know when to shut up and even to save their own life. And Solomon said, he who opens it wide, just keep talking so much and walk wide open and with his lips, can come to the person's ruin. Oh, Paul in his Ephesians said, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth, but only such as is good for the building up. See, you got to stop tearing people down. Build them up with your words. And Paul said, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace, that's right, to those who hear it. Oh, Solomon goes on. He said, without wood, a fire will go out. You know that. You grew up in the rural area, in the country, and you had to keep feeding it with some wood. You let that wood go out and see what happened. Your fire go out. And Proverbs says, without gossip and without calling, that's right, if without gossip, the argument will have to stop unless you keep putting wood on the fire. See, the person arguing with you and won't shut up, stop putting wood on the fire. And what? The fire will go out. Stay with me now. We're talking about your own soul is nourished when you are kind, but you destroy your own self when you are cruel. See, that ditch, you digging for somebody else, you better be careful. And if at the right time of the day you see the shadow, all you're doing is seeing your shadow. And if you dig to the shadow, you just dig that hole big enough for yourself to fall in. We're talking about today, stop talking yourself to death. Peter says, do not repay evil with evil. Don't do insult with insult. See, you're just trading off insult. Oh, you're trying to get that last word. Trying to have that last word, talking yourself to death. Trying to get that little, they throw one at you, you throw a rock back. And so on the country, on the other end, on the other side of this, repay evil with blessing. That's right. They talk all that talk, that bad talk. You just talk it with some good talk with blessing. That's right. Treat them with honey. Throw some love on it. And because to this you were called so that you may inherit a blessing. See, you messing up your blessing, messing with them people. And some of you right now, you hate people you never met. You just decided you're going to hate them and never even met them. And just talking about, I don't like the way they talk and all kind of stuff like that. And now you're going to trade back evil for evil. Well, you just now messed up your inheritance of a blessing. Matthew says again, he said, I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give an account for every careless word that they spoke. The tongue is a weapon, Matthew says, that can wound another person deeply. Oh, wait a minute here. The tongue is a weapon? You mean to tell me you've been carrying around a concealed weapon and didn't even get a permit for it? Watch out, man. You got a concealed weapon. You got a weapon on. You got to be careful. Back in the day, people used to have an old saying, don't mess around and shoot yourself in the foot. And what it was, they was carrying around this old raggedy little pistol, 22s and stuff, and putting their hands in the pocket at the club and mess around and touch the wrong thing and pow, go right to the foot. And so it's a weapon. That's right. The tongue is also a weapon. You got to be careful how you handle it. Matthew says, if you carry a weapon that can wound, you have to carry it with great care. Stay with me now. Matthew continues, says, for by your words you will be justified, and also by your words you will be condemned. Paul goes back to it as Matthew and Paul here, and let your speech also always be gracious. Season your speech. Watch this now. Season your words. Season your speech. Season your tongue. Season it with salt. so that you may know how you ought to answer. Fun. Somebody say something you don't like, you got to hurry up and throw something back. Just be cool. Be cool. Season it with salt. Salt it down before you answer the person back. Although, Paul says, although the tongue has no bones, it is strong enough to break a person's heart. So be careful with your words. We're still talking about stop talking yourself to death. Oh, the scriptures goes on and say, for every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea, James said, it is tamed and have been tamed of mankind. But the tongue, somebody said, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. It's James talking. He said, therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse even we men. Out of the same mouth proceeded blessings. And out of the same mouth, James says, a person can turn right around and curse you out. What the, church, you better watch out. He's telling you that out of the same mouth you up there shouting and praising the Lord in church and speaking in tongues, and out of that same mouth you can turn right around and curse somebody out. Said, be careful, James said, brother of Jesus, my brethren, these things ought not so to be. Not from a Christian. He said, he even asked a question. He said, now there's a fountain, a water fountain, send forth at the same place sweet water and turn right around and it's same water fountain can turn out bitter water? No, when you turn it on, if it's bitter, you're not going to mess with another swallow. If it's sweet water, it's sweet water to the whole while you press that water fountain button. And the scripture says, and James, he said, now another question. Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Either a vine figs, so can no fountain both yield both. It can't produce, it said, both salt water and fresh water coming out of the same spigot. And so when you look at our text today, go with me now, Proverbs the 18th chapter and the 16th verse. And we're going to look at our text today. A man's gift make it room for him and bringeth him before great men. Look at this now. We have always associated with preaching and different things in the church. Look at what Solomon says in our text here. Proverbs the 18th chapter, the 16th verse. I say it again. A man's gift make it room for him and bringeth him before great men. If your tongue, your gift, is messing around and saying the wrong thing and full of evil and poison, it won't make room for you. But if you can speak the gospel of Jesus the Christ, I'll let it roll off your tongue with sweet honey, it can make room for you and bring you before the nations of great people and great men or great audience that you may be after. Proverbs 18 and 17, it goes on in our text. It says, he that is first in his own cause seemeth just, but his neighbor cometh and searching him. Because your neighbor, the ones you're talking with, not just your next door neighbor, but people that around you, wherever you are, they listening now. Yeah, you're going to talk yourself like you all this and that and a bag of chips. But the people that's listening to you is going to come and search and pay attention to what you say. Continue in our text here in Proverbs. The lot causes contentions to cease and parteth between the mighty. And 19 verse said, a brother offended, it's harder to be won back than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. What is it talking about? After you have used your words to hurt a brother, and here when it says a brother, a church person hurting another church person, a Christian hurting another Christian, it's harder to win them back. And you know, as church folk, you know a church hurt is a hurt that some people is hard to get over and mess around and won't trust another church or ministry and won't go to church for the rest of life because of a hurt they got in a church or from church people a long time ago. Stay in our text, Proverbs 18 chapter and the 20th verse. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall be filled. What you say? It's going to either fill your belly or fill you with an increase or an harvest, because you can speak the life over your situation, or you can kill it with doubt and unbelief. The 21st verse, here's our text. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Those that love it shall eat the fruit of death or life. Whoso findeth a wife, look at where the scripture is about who findeth a wife, find a good thing. Find it right in here in a passage of scripture talking about the tongue. He who findeth a wife, findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. You know, if you looking for a wife, you got to have some good words. You ain't gonna get her just any kind of way. You got to have some good words. You're going to have what they used to call a rap. You don't hear nothing about a rap no more, but you're going to have a good rap. If you got that, I mean, your tongue going to have to let it. I mean, it's got to have some sweet words. Whether you mean it or not, it's got to have some good words. If you find it for wife, you owe. When you found it, you done found a good thing. Third verse said, the poor useth entreaties, but the rich answereth roughly. A man that have friends, look at all of these things that we quote all the time. All this right here in this one Proverbs in the 18th chapter, back to back. A man that have friends must first show himself friendly. If you want some friends, you got to show yourself friendly. You think you're going to get some friends with a bad mouth? You think you're going to get some friends and you putting everybody down with your mouth? You think you're going to have some friends and all you're doing is part of gossiping over people? You know, the old folks had a saying, old dog will bring a bone, he carry one back. If somebody come to you bringing some gossip, guess what? They're going to pick something up with you and put your name in something and carry it right back. And you got a mess going on. Why? How? All because of that tongue. Poison. It can speak death or it can speak life. And some people don't watch what they say with their words, because apparently they don't know the faith power that's in their words. And I know you'd be saying some stuff. We all have been guilty of saying some things. We need to watch what we're saying. But remember, there's power in your word. You can mess around and declare and decree a thing to be just from your words. We have that kind of power. You know how you always, you know, somebody talking, you say, oh, stop, please. Please stop. You're just killing me. Watch that word. You don't want nobody to be killing. Look at what you're decreeing on yourself. Oh, somebody said, oh, I tell you what, boy, I'm glad they stopped because it was just, I thought I would just die. I just stopped. Look at what you're just saying. Stop. Watch your words. Well, you know, folks used to say all the time, well, I guess I get in. Go ahead and leave. Oh, don't be in such a hurry. Yeah, we got to get on back to the old po house. Look at what you just called it. Look at what you just called yourself. Not rich, but poor. You call yourself to always be in a poor house. Look at what you're speaking. The Bible here says you can speak life or you can speak death over situation. And he who, whatever you speak, that's the fruit you're going to eat thereof. Oh, look at what you speak over your children. Mothers, be careful, please. Stop telling your children you ain't good for nothing. Look at what you just spoke over that child. Look at what you just declared and decreed over it. Look at you talking about tomorrow. You just like it there and no good. Won't mount to anything. Look at what you just said. You just spoke. Death or life. Look at what you spoke over that child. And that child now got to partake and eat the fruit of what you just spoke. Remember now, you know, people are always putting down the children. Well, guess what? The apple or the fruit does not fall far from the tree in which it comes from. You may be talking about yourself. Oh, you know, we go and we say things. Oh, she'll be like the rest of them, have a house full of kids for long. Look at what you just spoke over that young girl. Look at what you're doing. You can speak death or you can speak life. And whatever it is, that's the fruit that will bear. That's what the scripture here says. But they that have the ability through the power of the Holy Spirit to rise above all these curse words. That's right. I'm speaking over all of these children, speaking over all of people, adults, to rise above, because you got the power through the Holy Spirit to rise above all those curse words, all those negative words, to rise above all that has been spoken words of death over your life and your situation. And that's right. And I'm speaking life over. Stop going around talking about you tired of this old job. That's right. That's right. Tell God, thank you for the job that I have. And if it's not what you have, Lord, I thank you. That's right, for what I have. And I know you're working on something better. But why are you working on, Lord? I think that I do have. That's right. And stop going around talking about I gave them a piece of my mind. You're going to one day need, you're going to wish you had that piece that you gave to somebody else. Stop using your tongue to tell somebody off, because the power is in the tongue. In the Garden of Eden, Adam was given dominion over the earth, over everything, and everything obeyed him. And whatever Adam named the thing in Genesis, that became that animal or that thing's name. How? Because the power of the tongue. Oh, things obey you today. You have the power. You got to watch your mouth and stop killing yourself with your tongue. Jesus showed us the power of words when he spoke to the fig tree. And he told this fig tree, if you ain't bear me the fruit what I wanted, dry up. And Jesus spoke to the wind one day and it was cutting up. He said, listen, I'm tell you right now, shut up, peace, be still. And when the storms come now, and these storms is coming with destruction and seem like it's stirring up and the weatherman talking up, somebody need to step outside and say, peace, be still. And the wind obeyed Jesus and go on to tell us that if we speak the right words to that mountain that's aggravating you, speak the right words, the Bible said, to that mountain that's hindering you. Speak to that mountain that's scaring you to death just about. Speak to that mountain, be ye removed, and believe when you say. The Bible says, and you speak it with the right words of faith, that mountain will be removed out of your way and cause you no more hindrance. Oh, somebody ought to say, oh, Jesus, oh, give me now, come into my life. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, strengthen me. And the Holy Spirit is speaking back. Say, listen, you already have the power. Well, when did I get it? You got it at the cross of Calvary. Oh, you picked it up as your inheritance. Hallelujah. You can speak life or death. Be careful now of what your inheritance, what you picked up. Be careful how you use it. It's a double-edged sword. Be careful because it cuts on both sides. But you have to stop talking yourself to death and speak life over that situation. And somebody ought to do it right now. Oh, somebody ought to say, power, power, power. And in the beginning, God spoke. Light be, and guess what? Light was. Let there be, and God used the energy. That's right, energy. Just like the power company said, it is producing energy. And God spoke the world into being. Oh, take the promise of God and put it in your mouth. Oh, Jeremiah said, listen to now, the plans that I have for you is to prosper be in good health as your soul prosper. David picked it up and said, I have been young and now I'm old, but yet I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. Church folk, listen now. People think that when people won't accept the verdict of the doctor, that they are in denial. Well, Jeremiah just said, he said, listen now, God said that the plans I have used to prosper and you have good health and as your soul prosper. So therefore, you are right by standing on the word of God, standing on the promises of God. You're not in denial. Hallelujah. You in belief, belief in the word of Almighty God. Oh, somebody said, well, think somebody need to talk to them. You need to go and talk to them and get them to accept what the diagnosis. Well, no, you need to go and talk to them and accept the word of Almighty God. Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Somebody need to accept him now as their all and all. I've seen people who didn't go to church to have more belief and faith into being healed and delivered than church folk. Oh, ye of little faith. Oh, now I want to pray. I want to pray for those of you between the ages of 40 and 65, give or take a year here and there. Listen to me now. You have a very big task before you, whether you realize it or not. Those of you, those that we know, your mama and your grandmamas and your friends and your aunts, and these that we know, they've been around and they around 70 years old and so they're going to need you, you in your 40s and 50s. It's time. It is your time. It is time for you now to get ready to take care of them. Now it's time for you to keep them covered, praying for them, cover them under the blood of Jesus. It's now for you. They've been your covering. Mama been your cover. It's now time for you to cover mama. Oh, they're going to need you physically, they're going to need you emotionally, and they're going to need you spiritually. Oh, they had years now that they have been out here on the battlefield, but now the wares of the world is weighing them down, and you helped them to be worn down because they had to not only raise you but had to turn around and raise your children. That was never in their plans. And they turn around now, they are raising you, your children, and your children's children. And you have worn them down. The spirit, the soul is worn down, and then the world has scared them to death. And then they turn around and then help themselves by speaking words of death and fear. And they messed around, have talked themselves to death. And you don't know, the Bible said, we don't know what we think we know. And they come up with a generation that feel like they've been in church all their life and they already have it all. And so they have developed a mentality that God never given them. And they have become a slave to that mentality. The enemy now is using it to help him destroy the world, themselves, to death. And it's almost like a reprobate mind. What's a reprobate mind? Well, when your heart gets so hardened and stubborn to the point that you can't receive nothing new, you don't want to receive anything new, your mind don't want to change for the better, you sin now, you believe a lie before you believe the truth. The Bible said God will, okay, if that's what you want to keep doing, he will give you over to a reprobate mind. Didn't say they give you a reprobate mind, give you over to it. Giving you over to a reprobate mind means that God can consign mankind to live in a condition that can only be undone by the gospel of Jesus Christ. It can only be undone by a powerful work of the Holy Spirit to renew their will. We have to renew our minds day by day, to renew their affections, to renew, to give them a new heart. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew the right spirit within me, and to give us a new tongue of the word of God. Oh, somehow or another over the years, church have gotten caught up in the practice of church, but not in the practice of the true gospel of Almighty God. Oh, the church folks have practiced good and evil at the same time in the same place. And they took both sides for a joke. And now, and they took it as something to play with. And look what happened in the last two or three years. It all exposed, it showed itself. Now, because now we see too many church folks ended up over the years didn't realize that they have been conformed to the world instead of leading the world. Stay with me now. Stay in prayer. And on the other hand, young folk, now listen now, you and those of you that's younger than this age group, younger than mama and mama them, think the world gives them, owes them something. That's right, young people, I don't know where they get it from. Did we do that? Think that the world owes them something, and everything should be free. They should just live carefree, not a worry. You worry for them, but they don't have to worry. And if any kind of hurt is coming, you pick it up, and they don't. Letting it all hang out. They just do what they want to, letting it all hang out, including their tongue and their words. Letting the world know every thought they have, letting the world know every emotion they as they thinking it, feeling it, letting the world know every secret they have, letting the world know all of their information. They are programmed to think the world has all the answers for them and that the world is there to give them all their joy. But somebody ought to say, but the joy that I have. The world didn't give it to me, and I'm not going to let the world take it away. I'm not going to be led by the world, not to conform to it. Hallelujah. The enemy is trying to control their mind to help them to destroy themselves, to help them to destroy their family, and to destroy the world. Therefore, you are a certain age group in your 40s and 50s and 60s. You are in the middle of it all. On both ends of it, both spectrums of it. And you have to be prayed up and careful that you're not easily persuaded to go backwards into captivity. If you are not careful, you'll end up done went back and lost all of the stuff that mama and grandmama, all of them suffer and work hard to give their life so that you'll have a better life. And for you, it will be very important for you to watch your words, watch your tongue. Why don't you reach out? Why don't you pray and ask the Holy Spirit for the gift of speaking in tongue instead of using your tongue for evil? Oh, it's dependent on you now to speak life or death. Oh, you have the power. You have the power. And it's in your faith and it's in your tongue. Oh, it's going to be imperative that you have the word of God in your heart and soul. And I'm concluding now that you have faith in the blood of Jesus, and that you walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, that you not lean to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. And I tell you, he will. Somebody say he will. He will direct your path and your decisions. Oh, I pray now that you not fall into the trap of being the slave to the debtor. Get your business straight. Get your house in order. Stop just buying everything on credit. Why getting in all of this debt that you'll never see the light of day? It's a burden to you. It's going to be a burden to your family. That you understand, now I'm praying, and that you understand what money is and how to get money in abundance. And then how to use it. Oh, I'm praying now. It's time for you to grow up and be careful not to grow down. Do you hear me now? Grow up now. Grow up, children, and be careful not to grow down. Don't go backwards. Hallelujah. You need to look to the hills from which cometh your help, knowing that your help is going to come from the Lord. Oh, you need to get up there and step up on Jacob's ladder. Every round is going to get a little higher and higher. And you all who are mothers, oh, you really have work to do. Oh, you really have some work. You need to get busy. Get busy before the sun goes down. It's getting late in the evening. Did you realize what time it is? Oh, but you can do it. Somebody said, I have hope. I can do it. And our hope is in Jesus. Oh, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthen us. And no weapon that is formed against you. That's right. If they, the enemy got a weapon come up against you, any tongue that speak against you, it shall not prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee, the scripture said, this is the word now, in judgment thou shalt be able to condemn. This is the heritage, the scripture says, of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness of me, said the Lord God Almighty. We have the victory. Somebody shout. We have the victory in Christ Jesus. Oh, Paul picked it up and said that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. In the name of Jesus, in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Hallelujah. Paul said, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my beloved, Paul said, just as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now even more when I'm not around. Paul said, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling of the Lord. And I want you to use your tongue to speak life. And I want you to use your tongue to give God all the praise. And I want you to use your tongue to tell a dying world that Jesus still lives. He's alive and well and sitting on the throne at the right hand of God the Father, pleading for you and I. Now, somebody ought to tell somebody, hallelujah, that Jesus is still. He spoke life and he conquered death. You don't have to speak death no more. And you ought to be telling the goodness of the Lord. Oh, tell the goodness of God Almighty. If I had 10,000 tongues, I wouldn't even have enough to tell it all. Oh, I close now. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be such that it can be acceptable unto you, O Lord, for you are my strength and my redeemer. Is there one right now? Hallelujah. Just repeat after me. Accept Jesus now as your Lord and Savior to come into your heart. Hallelujah. You need somebody to tame that tongue. You can't do it, but Jesus can. Hallelujah. Repeat after me, Lord Jesus, use your tongue now. That's right. Speak the words up to be saved. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord over my life, the Lord over my mind, body, and soul. I believe that you're the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross. I believe that you rose from the grave and now sit on the throne and coming again. I want you and I believe you, and I'm going to walk with you by faith in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen, amen, amen. Let me pray over all of you. You can be sure that God now, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and I pray that he will take care of everything you need. He said in his word, as I will supply all your needs. And I pray now that his generosity will exceed even your highest expectation. And the glory that pours out from Jesus. And I pray now that the blood of Jesus will cover you and bless your going in and coming out. And I pray that you be clothed with strength and dignity. And you can laugh, mothers, and rejoice without fear of the future. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Where's Mother's Day? Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mama, Mama, Mom, Nana, Mimi, and all the other names we call mothers today. Wife, teacher, cook, referee, doctor, nurse, and yes, you are a psychiatrist. Put all that together. And guess what it spells? Mother. Amen. Now listen to me, folks. Listen to me, children. Whatever you do, don't willfully wrong your mother. Because you cannot willfully wrong your mother and expect to be right with God. I'm Pastor Wilson for True Community Church in Silas City, North Carolina, where everybody is somebody. And yes, Jesus is Lord.
Yo, AJ and Gwen, I got a churchy one for you. Come on, Billy.
Woo.
This praise is for everything the devil tried to throw your way. Every obstacle you had to climb over. For every friend that left you and turned their back on you. Don't worry. Just remember these three words. It is well.
Woo. your radio up right here. Come on, clergyman.
I've been through it all.
Yeah, I have suffered. And friends, they let me down.
When I failed,
hey, I kept going strong.
Lost my mind, but it is well. May have lost your time, but it's still well.
better.